Hey, John. How are you doing?
Could you talk about in the first game, Dwayne Brown wasn't there, and Belichick was very complimentary of him this morning. Talk about what Dwayne means to not just your passing game, but the running game too.
Well, let's start what he means to our team. You know, he is one of the definite leaders of this team. He's a captain. He's a guy that when he came back from an injury that's very difficult to come back from at that stage of your career, when he came back, you know, we were able to basically improve our running game instantly, and so, you know, and our pass protection. So, you know, look, the guy is a guy that's very tough. Just personally, I have a lot of respect for Dwayne, and I'm just really glad that he's, you know, back where he's at and playing at the level that he's playing at.
So when you look at Willie Merciless, a lot of guys play well in clutch moments, but him particularly in his playoff experiences, what is it about him as a pass rusher? What is it about him, kind of maybe personality-wise, that has to raise his hand?
Talking about Whitney? Yeah, I'm sorry. Whitney. You know, I don't even know where to start with Whitney. Whitney's a very hardworking guy. He's a guy that's he's very regimented in how he approaches the game, meaning like he's in here at 6 a.m. no matter what the schedule is. He's watching tape. He's working out. He'll go in the weight room and work on different techniques that maybe Vrabel has asked him to work on, or Romeo, or you know, the guy is very meticulous about how he prepares. And he's been that way since we got here. You know, we were pretty tough on Whitney when we first came here because we saw a lot of potential with the guy, and he took the hard coaching. He took it to heart, and now he's, you know, obviously one of our best players. He affects the game. He's a disruptive guy. He's a guy that we move around and quite a bit, and he's done a nice job for us.
What has Martellus Bennett meant to that offense, and especially since he's had to step up with Gronkowski out?
Yeah, he's a great player, John. I mean, he's a big guy. I think he's 6'7", you know, 270-pound guy that can run, athletic, got big-time catch radius, got great hands, good route runner. He can block. He's a big weapon for them and a huge, challenge for our defense, you know, because they move him around. They don't just line him up in the core. I mean, he's lined up as a wide receiver. He's lined up in the slot. I mean, they do a lot of different things for him. So it's a big challenge, and he's a big part of their offense.
Bill, earlier in the conference call, Belichick said about you, he's one of the top coaches I've ever been around, period. You're not going to do much better than him, referring to you. What does that praise, hearing that from Bill Belichick, feel like? And, you know, what was that relationship like the time you were there?
Well, no, I appreciate that. I mean, coming from Bill, you know, that means a lot to anybody that gets that type of praise from Bill, you know, obviously, I mean, it's obvious that means a lot to me and to whoever he praises like that. I know he has a lot of respect for us, and we have a ton of respect for him. The relationship, you know, when I was there was a good one. We worked very hard, and, he was a great mentor to me, still is, and also a great friend, you know, so appreciate the kind words, and appreciate it.
Bill, after the game, you mentioned Clowney's instincts. He's always around the ball. Obviously, I mean, some of that's innate, but he's developed that as well. How have you seen him learn how to apply that innate skill, talent that he has at the NFL level as the years have gone on with him?
The great example of that, I think the specific reason I said that was in that game, on that interception, that was a really instinctive play. You know, that wasn't like we could all take credit for coaching that, but that was a great instinctive play. The back came at him. He understood what was coming at him. He saw the quarterback through the back. He basically backpedaled to get in the throwing lane, tipped the ball to himself. I mean, he did several things on that play to really change the game at that point, you know. And, you know, that was something that just overall we noticed when we were watching him at South Carolina, and then obviously since he's been here. You know, the thing with JD is, like I've said thousands of times, when he first came here, he dealt with a lot of injuries. You know, you go from knee to concussion to shoulder to elbow, whatever, ankle, whatever it is. And this year, and coming into this year, he's been healthy for the most part. I mean, he's banged up like everybody else, but he's generally healthy relative to this time of the year. He's able to be out there at practice. He's able to get the coaching on the practice field, not just in the meeting room. and he's playing at a high level, and he's having fun. You see his personality. This is who he is. He's a fun guy. He's a great teammate. He plays the game very, very hard.
And how has your guys' relationship grown? You mentioned coaching Merciless hard early. I know you guys pushed Clowney. He had to kind of understand, you know, be able to take certain things. How have you guys kind of grown as a duo together?
Yeah, no, you know, look, I think that's probably a better question for him. I mean, personally, you know, I've been hard on JD at times when he was a younger player and his first and second year, only for the reason that, I just knew what he could be, you know, and, I think that I have respect for him and he has respect for me, but it hasn't always been a bed of roses. I'm sure several players would tell you the same thing about me, but I think that he just has done a nice job of being healthy and taking care of his body and being able to be out there and practice, and that's why he's playing the way he's playing.
But one of the better matchups is DeAndre Hopkins against Malcolm Butler. Just your thoughts on the quality of Butler as a corner and kind of watching those guys go at it to the better ones.
Yeah, Malcolm is a very unique player. Just kind of watching him over the last few days here, he's a very unique player. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you look at the prototypical, whatever that is, corner, and you look at height, weight, and speed, you know, maybe he doesn't fit into that total category. But when you throw the film on, you quickly see that he's one of the best corners in the league. And there's a lot of reasons for that. He's very strong. He's very tough. He's very instinctive. He's got really good hands. He's got a great knack for knocking the ball out. He's very well coached, as their whole team is. And he's a very competitive, tough player. And so he's a difficult challenge, whether it's Hop, Fuller, Month, whoever's running routes on this guy, it's going to be a big-time challenge. You're going to have to run a great route to get open.
Bill, with a bigger back like one, how do you not let him wear a defense down as the game goes on?
Yeah, you know, look, I think the big key is just the basics of stopping the run that we have is, you know, making sure that we do a good job of setting the edge and build a wall. And, you know, when you let a big back like that, like, you know, Blunt or Latavius Murray, when you let those guys get through the first line of defense and it's kind of like the train rolling down the tracks, you're going to have a hard time tackling the guy. You know, not only is he big, but he's athletic. He's got a lot of rack yards. I mean, he doesn't go down with the first contact very often. You got to square him up. You have to wrap him up. And he's a big challenge. It'll be a big challenge for our defense.
You're obviously familiar with Brady and the Patriots' long line of success and even failures. When you look at when Brady is not tip-top, do you go back and study in preparation for this game what the Giants did in those Super Bowls with their NASCAR package across the D-line?
NASCAR package, where they basically
went with four defensive ends just to get constant pressure.
The way I would just tell you that when you're in the playoffs, no matter what side of the ball you're looking at, Jason, I would tell you that you look at every, you don't leave any stone unturned. You know what I mean? So you're going to go back and look at. It doesn't matter who you're looking at, offense, defense, special teams. You've got to go back, especially with your quality control guys. Our guys here do a great job of working hard at like not only just the games themselves over time, but also the situations that have come up in different games and how the Patriots have handled those things, you know, this year, maybe, you know, years past, whatever it is. It's just a lot of grind, a lot of grinding of film. And so it doesn't matter what side of the ball you're looking at. You really have to take the motto that you're not going to leave any stone unturned.
Bill, Belichick said along the lines of what you've already been asked, he learned a lot from you. So thoughts about that and what's your thoughts about how much you learned from him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think he's a good friend, like I said, and I appreciate his words. You know, when you're fortunate enough to work there, you know, as a coach, as a personnel guy, whatever your role is there, you know, you just if you're smart and you take advantage of knowing that you know, you're working in a great place and it's a it is a little bit of a classroom, especially when you're working for him. There's a lot you can learn. You can learn about, obviously, X's and O's, but I think it goes a lot deeper than X's and O's. You learn about motivation. You learn about personnel evaluation. You learn about putting a roster together, putting a team together, just a lot of different things that help you in your career, whether it's, you know, wherever you coach after that. So, you know, all of us that have worked for him, you know, owe him a debt of gratitude for all the things that he taught us.
Bill, back here.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Just a question. When they lost against Seattle in November, you know, they think they fired fair enough, the defense,
What have you seen from them in the last seven games when they're averaging about 12 points per game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, these games are tough. I mean, you know, coming under fire from losing to Seattle, that tells you all about the Patriots, you know, and the level that they're at. But, I mean, what I would say is with their defense is it's a very unique defense in that when I was there, it was a different scheme. It was totally different. So, you know, now you look at them, you know, this year, it's even different in some ways than it was last year. That's the thing about their defense. It evolves over time based on the type of players that they have. So you've got to be ready for something that you haven't seen. You have to be ready for what they've done in the past that has, you know, obviously hurt you, which is a lot for us. You know, they shut us out the first time we played them this year. So I think it's a matter of great coaching and then really the combination of that with the great players that they have. They have very tough players, very competitive players, guys that really understand how to play their positions, how to play their roles. And that's the big thing with us. We have to be very prepared and very focused and be ready to execute on a play-to-play basis.
What was little Billy O'Brien like? And what did he want to do with the rest of the ever envisioned in a thing like this? I want to get hard on
him. I just turned to the right. I'm not
the same.
Seriously. No, you know, look, when I was growing up, I mean, you know, I grew up in a great sports town, and you know, I grew up obviously 20 minutes outside of Boston. I was a suburban kid. Somebody asked me the other day if I was from Dorchester. I was born in Dorchester. I was there for probably about 5 minutes, and then I was living in the suburbs. But I grew up in a great sports town. We loved playing sports and coaching and all those. And you know, when you're young, you don't ever, you know, really think that you're going to be an NFL head coach in the playoffs and things like that. So it's a great feeling. But at the same time, it's also about making sure you do the best job you can for, you know, your team, making sure that you're very prepared this week, every day when they come in, that you're, you know, you have a purpose to every meeting. You know, what are we talking about today? You know, what are we talking about tomorrow? What are we teaching and making sure that they understand how we want to play the game? That's the biggest thing, and the other stuff you can reflect on really later.
When you were a kid, did you want to, like, grow up and play for one of the teams in Boston?
Oh, I realized my athletic ability pretty early on that I wasn't going to be playing for many pro teams, let alone whatever. So I really knew when I was young that I wanted to be a coach. You know, I played for some really good guys when I was young that I enjoyed playing for. I loved the strategy of the game. Loved reading the sports pages, things like that when I was growing up. So I loved sports, and I always knew I wanted to be a coach.
So how do you handle it when you go back? Obviously, I mean, you're not going to be in town, you know, hanging out, but are you able to see your family? I mean, do you know, your parents, is there anything that goes on like that? How do you handle that situation?
If you know anything about my family, my parents are, they're in Florida right now, and they're revved up about the game, but they're not going to get on a plane and leave Florida. They love their son, but they'd probably rather watch it on TV in Florida. my oldest brother lives in Dallas, so I don't think he'll be heading out to the game. And then my middle brother lives in Lexington, Mass., so he'll probably be at the game. I haven't talked to him about how many tickets he needs, but I probably should make that call pretty soon. So there won't be a lot of time for seeing family. It's all about, you know, you get there and you're meeting, you're getting ready, and there's plenty of time to see family in the summertime.
Last one.
Bill, you could go on for hours about Tom Brady. All the platitudes, you know, obviously a great quarterback. When you first, you saw him from afar, and then when you finally actually worked with him, was there something that kind of, you know, kind of jumped off the page and said, okay, now I really understand why this guy is as good as he is?
That's a good question. You know, one of the things I've said this over and over again when I'm asked that type of question is, you know, obviously the talent, the competitiveness, you know, the even the little things like the mechanics, all those things, you know, the guy's at the top of his game. But what I knew about him was learned about him was a couple things just as far as like leadership, excellent leader, really approaches practice like a game every single day. And then I thought that he had just a fantastic memory. I mean, he could remember plays that, you know, it was 2010 and I was coaching him, and he could remember a play that happened 7-8 years ago. And at that point, you know, that was always pretty amazing to me. It was his memory and his ability to process that information and use it for a game that, you know, was taking place 8 years later. So I think that he's a very intelligent guy. He's a guy that's very well prepared. He's seen it all, and I think it's important for us to just make sure we know what we're doing, execute our game plan, and make sure we're doing our job.
Thank you.
Thank you.